The story now about an ancient ethnic division that's playing out in the fight against ISIS. Kurdish forces in northern Iraq have closed off Arab enclaves to try to protect them from ISIS. But as part of that protection, the Kurds are also forbidding people, even residents, from going in or out. Arabs say it's harassment. And as NPR's Leila Fadel reports, it makes for the kind of tension that could end up benefiting ISIS.
This is Sheikhan, an area under Kurdish control but long contested by Arabs and Kurds. And now with the war against ISIS raging, Sunni Arabs feel squeezed between the extremists of ISIS and Kurds who see Arabs as terrorist sympathizers. We meet Hani Aounlu's office in Sheikhan, and as the local head of the Kurdish Democratic Party, he basically runs the area. It's near Mosul and is controlled by the Kurds, but there are dozens of Arab villages nearby. And Hani isn't hesitant to say he doesn't trust them. He suspects they are all sympathizers with ISIS, which he calls by its Arabic acronym, Daesh.
Because all the villages of Arab, even if one person of Daesh or ISIS entered the village, all the village, they joined them and they became Daesh.
He even claims he saw Arabs in the villages nearby celebrating at one point when Kurdish forces known as Peshmerga retreated from ISIS advances.
Like betrayers. Nobody can trust them.
Now, the Arab villages that dot the path to the ISIS-held city of Mosul are considered a military zone. The Kurdish forces have cut off all exit and entry points, and no one is allowed in or out without special permission. And it's not just here. There are even areas where ISIS took control and were pushed back, but the Kurdish forces haven't let Arab residents return. Analysts say this creates a tension that extremist groups like ISIS prey on to gain support. Joost Hilterman, an expert on the Kurdish-Arab conflict at the International Crisis Group, says the tensions are as old as the modern Iraqi state.
It's been a very unhappy relationship from the beginning.
Now, facing a serious ISIS threat, many Kurds are lumping all Arabs together, even though most disagree with ISIS ideology. Again, Joost Hilterman.
It's a dangerous situation because you alienate people that way and you drive them into exactly, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, you drive them into activities that you actually try to prevent.
I was still in Auni's office when three mayors from those cordoned off Arab villages walked in. And the tensions were apparent as they complained in deferential tones about their treatment. The three men tell Auni they got blocked at a Kurdish checkpoint, even though they had an appointment. Auni takes a diplomatic but firm tone with the men. You have to understand, the soldiers are scared of ISIS. But the men say, we are mayors. They need to respect us. Auni acknowledges that the Kurdish forces have made mistakes, and he has tried to tell them we can't kill or chase out all the Arabs, so we have to recognize they're not all terrorists. Since the Arab villagers can't leave their area, the mayors ask Auni to allow in more food and medical supplies. The Kurds control the entrances. Auni promises to work on it, and the men leave. We follow them out and speak to them on the side of the road, because the Kurdish forces won't let us go to their villages. Maysar Hamdan, the tribal leader of a village called Takharb, says it's been cut off for 60 days by Kurdish forces. They can't go to Mosul, it's controlled by ISIS, and they can't come to Sheikhan because the Kurds won't allow it. The problem in Iraq, he says, is that people blame a whole group for what just a few do. They see an Arab, and because he's an Arab, that means he's ISIS to them. But ISIS are all kinds, Arabs, Kurds, and many others. This treatment, he says, is unjust. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Erbil.